Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. It really is boomy in here. I am at Joel Pearl, and I am joined now by the one, the only, he is...
You want me to do it?
I mean,
I say it all the time. Yeah. I'm Matt Taven, and if that didn't blow the mic out, I'm not sure what will.
He's Matt Taven. How you doing tonight, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to be here in Greektown. Did a little lap around the neighborhood. It was very festive. It's a nice little area. I'm ready to wrestle and, try to get not too hot and sweaty in this church here.
You know, last weekend was actually Taste of the Danforth here, and you missed all the fun stuff. All the vendors are out. All the good food is here.
Taste of the Danforth?
Yeah, it's where the Danforth, where the church here is located Greektown Wrestling. Gotcha. They basically closed down a whole strip of it, and they got it's a big festival.
There's plenty of people out there right now. You know, yeah. I almost felt like I should have gone out on the street and started handing out flyers to everyone, but... I'm sure we're going to attract plenty of people into the building tonight.
Let's talk about it. We're here at Greektown Wrestling here in Toronto. You've got a match tonight. You are the Northeast Wrestling Champion. Yes, and you have a hardcore... Well, is it a hardcore match? You're facing hardcore Channing Decker.
He might just throw that on me last minute. I know that's his name. I mean, it kind of feels like it comes with the territory. But as far as I know, it's just a straight up regular... Northeast Wrestling title match, but who knows? You know, I'm down for whatever.
What does that entail, a regular Northeast? I mean, everyone's got their thing, right?
It entails Matt Taven winning. That's most of the time. It's like, I go out there, I slap a bunch of hands, I make someone look like a Melvin, I get my belt, and I go home.
You know? You've been holding that title now for over 245 days as of this recording. You've had a couple of notable title defenses, but who in Northeast Wrestling, as we shift over to that end of not the province, not the country, but it's another country. As we shift over to the United States, who do you think is a standout over in that promotion?
Oh man, there's plenty. There's a young guy there, Brad Baylor, who's 18 years old, just graduated high school. I mean, this kid is he's a baby, as we say in wrestling, but he's got a big future. There's people that have been there forever, like Brian Anthony, a guy that's been a staple of Northeast Wrestling, Casey Navarro, Flip Gordon's always there. I mean, there's so many. Wrecking Ball Ligursky, Big Kerr. We can go on and on and on. Dan Moff, my goodness, as I'm talking now, I'm just starting name dropping left and right. But before I run out of things to pick up, no one tops me though, because I'm the champ, obviously.
Duh. That's fair. You you've dropped a lot of Ring of Honor names, and of course, a lot of people are now realizing that you are a Ring of Honor star. You're, yes, of course, featured on AEW as well, and you struck up a friendship with Roderick Strong.
Well, actually, you know what? Me and Roddy when I started at Ring of Honor, Roderick Strong was literally my mentor. Like the guy that I was like, tell me I suck. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me how to get better. And, he took me under his wing, and I'm so unbelievably grateful for that. And something that's been big in my life forever is just loyalty. And so when someone does that for me, I never forget it. And I'm always there to have his back from here on out.
I mean, listen, if you got his back, you got to stop him from getting injured every time he, shows up.
He's strong, hence the name. Cool. So, the injuries, he'll get over them. You know what I mean? I think he likes the neck brace. I think he just likes the look.
I mean, now he's got the foot thing. He kicks a car and ends up icing his foot.
Come on. He iced it. I think the foot will be all right by tomorrow.
Let's talk about a little bit of Ring of Honor's past. You were at one time the Ring of Honor world champion.
Yes, I was.
Headlined Madison Square Garden in your own words.
I did.
Whose idea was the purple ladder?
Mine. Yeah. All mine. Yes. The Purple Rain was the title that I was calling the real world title before I won it. And, you know, so many thoughts are running through your mind. You're thinking about Madison Square Garden, all these different things. Oh, my God, I'm going to be in that building. And the one thing I wanted, I was like, no matter what, whether I win or lose, I know if there's a shot of me on top of a purple ladder, that will live forever. So that was something that I knew I wanted to have for that day. And it was funny because when I got to the building and pulled it from underneath the ring during the match, I was like, I didn't think it was this big. Oh, my God. And then, you know, it's so heavy and so awkward. I was like, not here, not in Madison Square Garden. You got to muscle this thing into the ring. So it ended up working out pretty good, I think, in the end.
Was it at a time when I don't think there were a few fans, maybe a vocal minority will say, who weren't really big on Matt Taven as Ring of Honor World Champion?
You mean the F.U. Matt Taven chant didn't give that away?
No, maybe not as big.
Trying to explain that to my mom is a pretty good one. No, Mom, that's a good thing.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. How do you handle something like that where, you know, people who know you know that it's Matt Taven, but like at a time when people were maybe not super into a title reign like yours. How did you walk through it?
You know, it's one of those things where I will never be able to make everyone happy, and nor do I want to. It's more the fact of I had these goals I wanted to accomplish, and I could kind of care less of whoever was going to be in my way or say anything about it. And then after that, it was about proving people wrong. It was about making people look stupid. And you know, Ring of Honor was in a big flux at that point. You know, the Elite had left, AEW had started. I kind of felt like I took a lot of that burden on my shoulders. And to this day, I'm very extremely proud of it. And I'll say, hey, go back and watch all those matches. And, you know, tell me that they suck, because I know they don't.
Once Ring of Honor had announced that they were going on hiatus before Tony Khan purchased it, you and a group of others made your impact, so to speak.
Yes.
With Impact Wrestling, with Honor No More. Another group that was very polarizing amongst Impact Wrestling fans. I mean, I'm someone who covers Impact for Fightful.com, so I had a lot of time talking about Honor No More during your reign. What was that experience like in the Impact Wrestling locker room, I should say?
Well, the Impact Wrestling locker room is one of the best locker rooms I've ever been a part of. And that says a lot because Ring of Honor was such a family, especially towards the end. You know, we really had this mentality of us against the world. During the pandemic, we became even closer than I could even imagine. And so it was tough. Once that came to an end, none of us knew what was going to happen next. And so to find ourselves in Impact in a place where, for the first time in 10 years, I'm in a foreign locker room, you know what I mean? I'm kind of like, oh, I'm kind of the odd man out all of a sudden. But at the same time, there's so many familiar faces from Moose, obviously Eddie Edwards, and a bunch of other guys that had been in Ring of Honor in the past. And just, you know, places like here in Greektown, you run into a bunch of... I saw Bhupinder, who I haven't seen since Impact. And it's just like, there were so many familiar faces once we got there. Once we finally kind of got our stride, it was like, oh, man, this could be kind of a home for a little bit. But at the same time, you know, we were looking to keep our momentum going. You know, we had come to the end with Ring of Honor, unfortunately, and a lot of us didn't know what was going to happen next. And all of a sudden, we get a phone call, and you know, it's less than a month after my last match against the Briscoes in Ring of Honor, and here I am showing up at Impact. And I just kind of looked at it as another challenge, as another place to kind of make my name and to cement my legacy, and the fact that I can say I was also an Impact Tag Champion, just another check on the resume.
You can also add the fact
the CV.
That you also defeated the Motor City Machine Guns at one of the biggest events of the year. So
one of my favorite matches. Yeah, no, I love the Guns, and they were so good to us. Whether it was in, you know, Shelley in Japan or when the Guns were in Ring of Honor, they were always like almost like a Roderick Strong, like someone that you could always go to and ask for advice. But to me personally, just like Roderick Strong as well, I was a huge Motor City Machine Gun fan. And I think that they don't get the credit that they deserve for kind of pioneering what tag team wrestling is today. Them and the Young Bucks, Generation Me at the time, and TNA were some of the most innovative tag team matches ever. And I think that it kind of changed a lot of the just kind of environment of tag team wrestling and kind of what people thought a good tag team wrestling match could be. And so I was always a huge Motor City Machine Gun fan. And to know at that time, we kind of knew that we were on our way out. And I was like, oh, one of our last matches is going to be against the Guns. Sign me up.
So actually, I wanted to ask you, had about 10 months in Impact Wrestling. Was that always the plan? Did you guys want to do more? You ended up back in Ring of Honor and AEW, of course. Was that always planned?
Nothing in wrestling is really planned too much. And honestly, ever since Madison Square Garden, my life has been don't plan on anything because that's not what's going to happen. So, you know, with Ring of Honor, we didn't see that happening. We jumped over to Impact. We kind of... It was one of those things that we didn't know what tomorrow would bring. And, you know, we had a deal there that we knew was coming up in October, and we weren't sure what we were going to do next. And then we got a phone call and made a decision, and we actually debuted right here in Toronto.
I was going to talk about that.
Like a week later after that Guns match? So it all just happened boom, 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 boom. So it's really kind of my head was spinning. And to look at it, it's almost been a year since we've signed with AEW. It's been crazy to look back at that time that went from ROH, Impact, back to ROH, AEW, with all within a year.
That's wild. I was going to bring up the Toronto debut. It actually made a few Impact fans a little frustrated because at the time, on screen, you were still the Impact Tag Champions. And then, of course, you show up with the Kingdom. Mike, Maria are there too. And there you are. You march out on Rampage, but you still have those Impact Tag titles on Thursdays. And then you drop them, and it's fine.
You know, I'm just trying to be everywhere. You know what I mean? I was trying to be Rick Rude of this generation, trying to be on every show at once.
That's going to be that's the headline right there. I'm going to be the Rick Rude of this generation. But actually, that kind of brings me to the last couple of questions I have. First one is, you know, as the Kingdom, as you and Mike are looking for opportunities for the Ring of Honor Tag Championships, are there any aspirations for Matt Taven to go after the Ring of Honor World Championship again?
Always. I mean, that's always been something in the back of my mind. And actually, technically, I've never gotten my title rematch after losing the belt to Roosh. And I was injured shortly afterwards and came back and we won the tag titles. And I've never had my championship rematch. So it's something that has been in my back pocket. And whenever it's time to play that card, I'll pull it out.
And I had one question that was sent to me by our pal Kate, who does the Ring of Honor post show over on Fightful. Talk to me about the addition of Layla Hirsch to the fold with the Kingdom and with Maria and Mike and yourself.
Well, actually, you know, that's more of what Maria's doing right now. She's building a little army, and Layla Hirsch seems to be part of that, you know, while me and Mike are doing our own thing right now on Wednesdays. So it's almost one of those things where it's a completely separate thing, but it's cool for us to kind of see what's going on at Ring of Honor now. And that's always going to be something that I take such big pride in. You know, ROH, just seeing those letters, it makes me feel like I have some ownership over it. You know what I mean? Like, that's almost my baby. And not that I, you know, was the first one ever there or the last one, whatever the case may be, but I spent 10 years of my life there and I've given everything I possibly could to that company. So I'm always watching. I'm always seeing what's going on there. And I like what Maria's got going on.
She's got her eyes in some good prospects.
We like what's going on with the Tread and Matt Taven. We're at Greektown Wrestling. I'm Angel Pearl and the Northeast Wrestling World Champion, Matt Taven. Till next time, we're out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.